The girl's here too.
Wait, who else?
We have Anna here, Marianne, and Rose.
Okay.
I know we got a lot today.
Is Christy there?
No, let me see if she just called in yet. Rose, can you get that number?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll start with Patrick. Cindy, what's going on with Patrick?
You're live, guys.
Hey there.
Yeah, we're live.
Yes, we are live.
We're live.
Welcome. You're on.
We're live. Now what do we do?
Hey, hello, everybody.
Whatever you want,
welcome.
Patrick.
Whatever I want?
Yeah.
Right.
I'm juggling. I'm entertaining.
Here,
That's what I'm supposed to do.
We'll take you immediately into Awesome World and say, welcome, everybody. And tonight we're kind of remembering that this year is starting last December. December 17th was the 20th anniversary of Christy and Patrick as Carrie and Austin.
Wow.
Wow.
That's cool.
Wow. I don't know if that's good news. Is that good news? 20 years? Isn't it 10 years?
No, 20. 93,
jeez.
20 years.
Christy's here.
Wow.
I have a Christy on.
Hi there.
Hi, Christy.
There she is.
Hi,
Carrie. How are you?
Hi, Austin. How you doing?
I'm in Switzerland. Freezing. I'm freezing my ass off. How are you?
Chilling my boots, man.
Carrie and I are up at the ski lodge in Switzerland drinking hot toddies and carving our name in the slopes.
Hey, by the way, that's one of those crazy Carrie and Austin questions I have. The last in 2006, when Carrie and Austin were on, Austin showed her their names that he had carved into the door of the roof of their building. And I'm wondering, did that ever happen on screen? You guys, either of you remember that ever happening on screen?
No. But my memory is crap, so that doesn't mean it's
true. Gary's not only been hitting the hot toddies out here in Switzerland.
That's what happens when you're a booze hound. Your memory goes to crap.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
And we want to say congratulations on being pregnant, too. So.
Thank you very much. Yes, hooray, baby number 3. And
all right.
It's another girl as well, so
Aww. My
husband Aww. Has the player's curse, and yes.
He
so
got it.
He's got it.
Do you have
and
any
her,
names
and,
to
and
tell?
Her husband, Tom, deserves it, too,
he
by
does,
the way.
Doesn't he, Pat? Yes.
He does.
I bet, Pat, if you had kids soon, you would have a couple of little ladies as well.
I'm sure that I would have triplet girls.
Yeah.
Get me back.
We're talking about babies here still, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what's really sad is Carrie's now like a year or like 12 months pregnant on the show, so.
That's right. The baby's still
That's
in there, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Last week,
what happened?
Well, Kate was talking to, who was she talking to? Billy. It was just, it was Lisa Rinna's last week, the week before last, I think it was. Anyway, Lisa Rinna's last day, day before her last day, I think, she said something to her about, Billy said something to Kate about the fact that Austin and Carrie had left and taken her yet-to-be-born grandchild to Switzerland, so...
Got it.
To be born, as far as we know.
Mm. Wow.
It's so funny when people leave the show, it's so funny that everybody goes to these obscure European destinations instead of
New York.
Austin and Carrie moved to Whittier, Pacoima.
That's just to make sure there's way too much snow for you to get back for, you know, any, like, weddings, funerals. It's just so silly.
That is true.
Yeah. So we can't do any Salem drive-bys.
In Carrie and Austin's case, to put miles between them and Sammy.
And miles between Kate and Rafe, too.
Oh, man. We heard about that last week, didn't we?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what everybody wants to know, how Austin and Carrie would feel about Rafe and Kate hooking up 4 times in 24 hours.
Four times. It wasn't just the booze then.
No,
it was not just the booze.
Sober.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Drunk and sober sex.
Really?
Pretty hot.
And I think it's more what Carrie would feel about Ray hooking up with Kate.
Right.
God, there's a lot going on there. Fury.
The thing
what,
is, though,
what the F?
What do you mean? What do you mean? Why do you even care?
Revenge? Is that revenge for Sammy and Carrie? I mean, goodness, what's happening?
These Brady chicks, you know, these Brady girls, I tell you what, it's like, I don't know, I must have done some bad things in another life. Anybody who married the Brady girl, they get it back tenfold for sure.
Well, you've got the, it's Cougar USA on days right now because you got Kate with Rafe and you got the one that we're all kind of grossed out about, which is Kristen and Brady. Kristen, who is like his mother for 4 or 5 years, is sleeping with him.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, but I don't blame old Brady. Go get him, Eric.
Yeah, I mean, they both are absolutely stunning ladies, right? So,
right, exactly.
So
if
more,
I look like
power,
that, I'm a grandma.
More power to Martzoff. Go get him, Marty. I'm happy for him.
Actually, our first caller wants to talk about Kate and Rafe with you guys.
Uh-oh.
I'm gonna bring her on.
Okay.
Lauren?
Hello. Hello, my darling baby bouncing boy and his naughty wife.
Oh, it is the lady that gave me a dagger.
I did. You still have that dagger.
I do. And now
it weighs
so much.
Mom!
Congratulations on your, I'm going to call it your 10th anniversary because there's no way that you, that was 20 years ago. I don't believe it.
I don't believe it either, but thank you. And
just
now,
be in denial. Just be in denial.
I was working because, Ma, I was going to lambaste you last week on your radio show. My God, how could you? Rafe represents everything that disgusts me. Macho, ladies' man.
I swear, I really think I like squealed when I got that tweet. I can hear your voice through the tweet.
But
what are you doing, Mom?
That was so funny. I was.
I don't know, honey. We were drinking and. You know what happens when you drink.
Yeah, I guess
you
so.
Know.
I guess I
you,
do.
Once or twice you might have noticed. I don't know.
The one or two times I've been on a booze up, I do know. So,
you do know.
Yeah.
Well, it was kind of like that. But then it was like the morning after, too, and the next day, and Christy, can you believe it?
Oh, my good God. Well, how was he then, Kate?
It's all good, Carrie.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay,
I feel like Carrie. I think Carrie probably knows. I don't know. I'm guessing.
She's had lots of fantasies.
I know.
Yeah, you've had lots of fantasies. But I'll tell you what. That day, when I got that tweet, and then I tweeted you, Lauren, I was like, "Oh hell yeah, I'm watching Days of Our Lives today." And Even I was like, yeah, Galen, go, like, Galen, you know, forget being in character. Out of character, I was like, Galen, man. Gotta talk, man. I mean, I did text him. He's in Florida or something like that.
Did you see that picture that he tweeted? Come on Twitter. Oh, my God.
No, I didn't. What was
that?
Oh,
you didn't see it? Oh, you have to see it. He tweeted, he's all stretched out on a lounge chair, and it's like the beautiful water and all the blue sky, and he's like beckoning.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Gaston, bring me a drink. I mean, it's like, really? He says he's in the office.
Oh, boy.
It's the Days of Days event down there. So they're having fun down there in Orlando, I guess.
Oh,
I don't know.
Tons of fun in Orlando, yeah. So Austin couldn't hate Rafe more, but Patrick's new idol is Galen. luckiest man. You know, he's got Christie, he's got my mom. I mean, he just moves through everybody. Allie,
it's kind of crazy there in Salem, isn't it? I'll tell you. Yeah.
Somebody loves Galen up in the brass, I'll tell you that.
Well, I wish you guys were back from Switzerland. I wish all the snow would melt. I'm going to be a huge flood, and we'll just send you right back because we all miss you so much.
Yeah. Well,
I know the fans miss you, too.
Yes,
I miss you. We miss everybody. It's our definitely our family away from family. So
I know that's what it gets to be like. You know, I know that you guys are doing things and everything, but that doesn't mean we still miss you. Even though you have other stuff to do, that doesn't matter. We want
to
bail off.
Christy's got a lot of stuff to do. Christy's got her bun in the oven.
I heard. Congratulations, another girl.
Another little lady.
That
yes.
is so fantastic. Women rule.
Well,
that
they household. Do. They do. I don't know if I could handle a little boy's energy at this stage.
Well,
I know how
stage,
the ladies work.
I know.
Good.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I think it's cool.
Yeah.
Wow. Congratulations.
And Lauren, speaking of
yes.
boys, how's Nick? How's Mr. Nick?
Mr. Nick is doing really good. In fact, he can holler, Nikki. Where's Nikki? Oh, well, that was anticlimactic. He went outside to get our dogs in.
Oh,
I think Patrick needs to tell the story about Nikki and Pat.
No, I never will.
Oh, no. Some stories have to stay, you know.
Some stories have to stay. That will forever be between Nick and I and whoever else was on set that day. But it was pretty much, I have a wicked sense of humor, but Nick floored me. It's about as hard as I could laugh.
It's really, I know, it's scary. Nikki, say hi to Pat.
Oh
my
is,
God,
man.
He's trooping in.
Patrick!
Nick, what's happening?
Nico, what are you doing?
What up, baby? I miss you. How are you?
All right, how you doing?
I'm doing well, man. I'm doing
yeah.
well. We're just blog talking it. How you been?
Very good, very good. Do I hang in there?
Well, cool, man.
Cool.
Miss
you
we're
on
friends
the show.
We're friends on Twitter finally, Nick.
Yeah, right. We're tweets.
Yeah.
I need
never
to become
thought,
friends with Nick.
I never
Nick.
Thought that you would tweet, but I'm happy that you are, man.
I can't believe it, Patrick. I'm afraid to tell anybody in my family about it.
I know. I won't tell anybody, but I'm happy that we are Twitter buddies, man. Life is good.
Somehow that just doesn't sound right when two guys are saying
exactly.
that they're Twitter buddies.
It's like the whole thing. It's like when they're like when we went back to the show, they're like, you have to start tweeting. And I'm like, men don't tweet, right? And 4,000 tweets later or whatever, however many times I've tweeted, it's like, yeah, you sit around and you start seeing what's up, and I don't know, man. I don't know what's happening.
No, I think it's actually true. Real men don't tweet.
What?
Hey, it's nice to
Nick,
talk to you, dude.
Great to talk to you. Love you, brother.
I love you.
Aww. Yes, they do. Real men do tweet, and it's often
yes,
as they
do.
Hand. Of course they do. Well, I'm going to let you, because I know you have lots of people to talk
hey,
to. Lots of
Lauren,
comments.
Before you go, just
yes?
just please remind the writers that Carrie's now 12 months pregnant, and we'd like to know when the baby's born and what it is, like, within the next few months.
I hope we start talking about it. That's true. We need more babies.
Well, Sonny was, Sonny's in Sound now, and he was actually born off screen, I believe, so...
That's true. I mean, that's true.
Yeah.
He never even, he suddenly appeared.
Lauren,
there's all kinds of possibilities.
Lauren.
I will.
Thank you,
darling.
Pat wants to say something to you. Okay.
So, after your next love scene with Galen,
yeah.
you know, you guys roll over and you're finished and you both
yeah.
whip out a cigarette and then you just have to like improvise. You know, Carrie's 16 months pregnant.
I like that. I'm gonna try that out. I like that. You always need a little humor at that moment. You know what I mean? Something a little light.
Awesome.
So cool. Well, I love you guys.
Love you too. Thanks for calling, Lauren.
Yes, have fun tonight.
Aww. Okay.
Thanks for calling, Lauren.
Thanks for Lauren.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. I've been dying for that conversation.
I have to, actually.
We have.
I have to. Just, yeah, that would be rough if I was still on the show and that happened. I mean, I didn't know what to do anyway. It's like my wife, you know, and the whole situation. And then if it was my mom too, I think it would just be like a Harry Carey moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, hey, you know, that's right.
Keyword Carey, yeah.
Well, you know, I'm still mad at Pat, actually. Yeah, I'm still mad at you.
For what?
Well, see, I was actually supposed to, it was many moons ago, but I was actually supposed to see him in person at one time, and he had to be backed out for some reason, and Lisa Rinna showed up instead.
Oh, really?
Yes, I was like, oh, man, and we drove like an hour and a half to get there, too, my sister and I did, so.
Oh, well.
So this is way back in the day, 15 years ago?
Yeah, it would have been 94, I think.
94.
Exactly. Yeah. 1894, that is.
That's right.
Back before the war.
Because like a year, I think it was 94, 95, because a couple years later, Allie and Jensen Ackles came to the same place. And it was like right about the time that Carrie and Austin got married, when you got to punch her in the nose. So.
Ah, nice, good.
Yeah, I wish I was there to see that one. I mean,
that
I wanted
one
there, but not really.
Hey, is it true that you once accidentally hit her when you were hitting her?
Oh, yeah. I like people to hit me or slap me, not really punch me, but I guess I was punching her then. So. Yeah, when it's a slap, I like to be slapped, but not every actor does. So I think in that instance, I probably did want to hit her, but if it was a punch, probably I did not do that.
Okay.
Christy's got she's got a vicious right hand, like a man, right? And so when we have those Green Mountain Lodge scenes, it was the same day I got hit by Abigail and Carrie, you know. But yeah, Christy really, she brings it from the floor. And, yeah, I haven't been hit by like that since I've been in the ring.
And it's all inspired by you from back in the day when Austin was a boxer, because you got me into the kickboxing, and that fire has been in there ever since.
That's right. You love
it.
Yeah, and she kicks too. Christy's great kicker and puncher. After work, it's always like, you know,
a wrestling match.
It was those Thursdays, which was the end of our work week, when we could kind of cut loose. You know, after that, after we got done with our shows, before Christy went back to San Francisco every week. You know, so that was like playtime for the cast, and I always felt it on Fridays because she liked to kick. She kicks sides, she punches arms. It's awesome.
Oh, Pat, you just like wrestling with the ladies. That's all.
Yeah.
You pretend that I'm tough just so you can wrestle me to the ground.
Oh.
Yeah. Well. Yeah, it's true.
All right. Hey, this show's rated like at least PG-13.
Okay, good to know.
You can say whatever you want. It's
oh,
fine.
Can you?
Yeah. There's no rules here. There's no rules involved.
Okay.
No rules.
Oh, goodness.
We've said worse. Trust me.
Yeah.
What was that guy? The who was the comedian that wrestled women? The guy.
Andy Kaufman.
Yeah, guys, after work, I like to wrestle all the women. So.
You like that, don't you, Pat?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, it's not a bad thing. Yeah.
If we can say anything we want, I was online trying to update our fax page because I try to keep up with you guys and all your I try to keep up with all the acting stuff you do, and I came upon this website that named you as one of the top 10 guys that Sarah Jessica Parker had love scenes with.
Who?
Sarah Jessica Parker. I think it was Sarah Jessica Parker.
Have
you ever heard a movie with her? Or a TV movie or a movie of some kind with her?
Uh-uh.
No?
What movie was it then? Okay,
Sarah
it was somebody who obviously didn't know what they were talking about.
I don't think I've ever
Maybe
met
it was
Sarah.
Austin.
I don't know. I don't think I've ever met Sarah Jessica Parker, but that doesn't mean that I haven't had a love scene with her.
Totally terrible. Okay. Oh, shit. Oh, good grief.
Yeah. What I do.
Well, now, the one thing I know for sure is we're updating our articles, too. And one of the things that they said that they called Christy one of the best recasts that ever happened, and that was back in 86 when you replaced Andrea Barber, so...
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, that was a long, long time ago in a galaxy far away.
Then you replaced Tracy Middendorf.
Yeah, I guess I came back to replace, she replaced me for a second, and then I came back and, replaced her. So it was a little sister
Clark
game.
Then came back and took over.
That's right. I never let it go.
That's right. It was the only one, Terry Brady.
That's right.
Oh, Patrick, I was wondering, are you aware that Abigail is a virgin? Yeah.
As far as you guys know.
Is she?
Yes. After all that lying she did about having an affair with Austin, she is actually a virgin.
No way.
Abigail's never been with anybody. She was never with Chad. It's amazing how, like, you leave the show, but all the storylines, you know them all like the back of your hand. So,
yeah.
Obviously, you just tuned in for the Rafe and Kate scene the other day. You didn't watch the rest, apparently.
No, you know what? I tuned in for it, but it was the Dorner thing was on, so the feed here in L.A.
Oh, yeah. That's right, because Lauren didn't even get to watch it for a while, I don't think. Yeah, because they had the local coverage on, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so Abigail is a virgin, and isn't she, like, out of college now?
I don't even know. I think she's out of college.
She was president of the Golden Ring Club.
Yes.
So what?
Rain.
Yeah, I know.
Golden Ring Club.
Now, Carrie was a virgin before she slept with Austin.
That's
Golden
true.
Ring Club. What?
That's right.
What is
that
the
was one thing I appreciated. That was one thing I appreciated about them, that they weren't just, it wasn't like, Carrie was pretty young. I mean, she was, 18 when she met Austin. I was like, oh, good, they're going to meet each other, and 5 minutes later they're going to be in bed. But they kind of dragged it out and let it happen naturally, which I kind of liked. It was sweet. That was what we always used to say, is sweet.
Yeah. They did drag it out for quite some time. Was that with you, Patrick, as the actor? That wasn't it?
What,
obviously,
you losing your virginity. You don't remember me taking. You don't remember me taking your virginity.
It wasn't very
my
memorable.
God. Jeez, Christy. Thanks a lot.
I do. Was that 92, 93? It's a long time ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
Whatever, babe.
A Green Mountain Lodge. Okay, it's all coming back to me. Like,
no wonder we
right
had
now.
Marital problems this time around. No wonder I became an accountant.
Maybe you should make a scrapbook to commemorate the coffee or cherry, so that way she remembers.
Oh, God. He's good at making scrapbooks.
Yeah, That was
right.
Four.
Yeah, anyway,
for,
what is he?
That was
rough
four for old Austin. Lipstick and making scrapbooks. That's sexy soap opera character. What?
Oh my goodness, when he started doing that, I said, what is he, a 16-year-old girl?
Wait, what?
When Austin started making scrapbooks, I'm like, what is he, a 16-year-old girl?
When that was going on, Christy knows, I'd run down the hall going, what am I supposed to do?
Oh, I'm crying over here. I'm crying. Okay. I think we need to give these people, I need the girls a break. How about talking a little bit about what's going on with your solo? Are you doing a solo album, or is the Mass is doing an album, or what?
Oh, goodness.
With the music?
The music. What's going on with the music?
The music is writing songs for Disney. So... And what that is just kind of like they'll give you a project and then they'll say, you know, go write a song for this, and then they'll show it to you, and then you go and you write, and then you submit songs, and hopefully it gets picked up. But, you know, it's kind of been the whole Days thing has kind of put me back on the acting track, because it was like mostly music and the production stuff before that. So now I'm just kind of, you know, I'm just writing, and it's kind of writing for other people at the moment. And Neil took off. Neil went back. His dad has got something going on in England, so my band partner took off. So I'm just kind of writing by myself. I'm writing as we're talking right now.
Oh, that's scary.
I don't know what I'm talking about. The music. So I'm just writing. That was that's the short answer.
The short answer?
Yeah.
I have to say I also that Lifetime movie you had out this Christmas. I had to appreciate your Eduardo Saverin thing you had going on there.
The what?
Because it was like, well, you know, Facebook. It was kind of like a Facebook kind of thing, and the guy that was in charge of whatever that computer thing was, he was doing was kind of a Facebook social networking kind of thing, right?
No, I'm not following you. But
the Christmas movie you did that was on in the fall.
Oh, this right. No, this,
right.
I've done a couple Christmas movies. There's Boyfriend for Christmas and Christmas Town. The Christmas Eve thing with Hayley Duff.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the one. Yeah, they were. I appreciate that. It kind of had an Eduardo Saverin thing going on there for a little bit. So you had me giggling. That's all.
I don't know who Eduardo Saverin is, but
Mark, what's his face, is Facebook, but he used to run his financials for him in the early days. Oh, man, come on. The guy that's in charge of Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg. Saverin used to be his partner. Yeah. Have you seen Social Network?
So, I don't know. Yeah, no, I've seen it. But, yeah, that character was, like, really cheesy, right?
I got a giggle out of him for sure. Well, it wasn't cheesy. He was just kind of, you know, it was funny. It was fun to see a different kind of character. So.
You're sweet. Thank you so much. Yeah, that was the first gig I had after Days. Yeah, and the character's name was Tino, and he was cheesy, and he was a ladies' man, and I had to do a lot of research for that character.
The other thing is, Carrie and Oscar are kind of going to be like step grandparents, I guess you could say, because they took care of Will for quite some time. So now Will's going to be a dad, so it's like coming full circle. And he's got Gabby and Nick, which is almost like Sammy and Lucas. So hey,
wow!
Wait a minute,
so
Will's about to have
a baby.
How's Will? Will's going to have a baby with two.
Gabby.
They did.
Will got Gabby pregnant.
Yep.
Yeah.
Will, that's my boy.
And is it really his baby?
I always knew he was my son, not Lucas's. Because I told him, I pulled Chandler, you know, aside in the makeup room. I'm like, hey, man, what's up with Gabby? You got to, you know, you got to hit that. She's hot. And Chandler was like, you know, this is not really where the storyline's going right now, moment. But but I'm glad he took my, you know, advice.
Were you disappointed at all that Austin really wasn't a part of Will coming out?
Yeah.
I was disappointed with Austin not being involved in anything, but that was one of the things. Yeah. Really. Yeah. But Chandler's such a good actor, a great actor. So I was really hoping that, you know, there's a couple of fun things. That would have been really fun. And also when Lucas came back, I thought we were going to have kind of our old relationship to have some fun with that, you know?
Yeah.
But that didn't happen either. But I'm not bitter.
I just took myself off mute and just came back, by the way, because I couldn't get the scrapbooking thing out of my head.
I can come back. You guys have to know, like, maybe for another guy, you know, that wouldn't have been so bad. But that was rough. That was rough.
So hey, what about Christy? Do you have anything? Any irons in the fire for like post pregnancy?
Post pregnancy, goodness gracious, I'm gonna be one busy hippie mama up in San Francisco. Oh God!
You know what? We got to do
what?
With Simon and Lou, I'm friends with Christy's friends who live in L.A. And so we were talking about this, that no matter what, we're all going to Burning Man.
Well, I'm out this year, my friend.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's a month after I've had the baby.
We planned it out. We figured it out that it would be like 3 weeks after you had the baby, but we figured you would still be down.
Wow. You think I'm that hardcore, huh? You think I'm a warrior, P. Muldoon.
You are a warrior. You are. You're a trooper. And if you don't go to Burning Man, I'm going to be really, you know, you got to get your priorities straight. I mean, you can't forget about your friends just because you have a kid. Can't get all stuck up just because you deliver a baby. I mean, where you think you're cool, that you're too cool for school, that you can't, you know, go to Burning Man and hang out.
Well, it seems I'm going to Burning Man, guys.
I mean, because I kind of hear this whole negative vibe, which is, I'm like, not digging right now. Have the baby, and let's roll.
I don't know about that. I think after three babies, the more impressive thing is for her to go over to Paley Center and see it, and have him dig Carrie's wedding dress out of Hawk and see if they can get, she can still get into it.
Sounds good. After eating Ben and Jerry's for 9 months, I don't know.
Do you gain a lot of weight, Christy, when you get pregnant?
No, I definitely try to minimize that, and I try to keep the ice cream ass tame. I get on the spin bike a lot. And, you know, just chasing after little two kids is a lot of working out.
Yeah.
But
I was laughing about your bodacious papas.
Yes, now those are so exciting. They're so glorious. That is the biggest perk,
for sure. I mean, we
always, sure.
everybody admires them. Myself included. I've been a fan for years.
Yes, yes. Well, they are on flying form at the moment.
Yeah, my God, they must be huge.
They're great. They're so perky and gloriously big. It's lovely.
That's so awesome. I wish I wish you could tweet a picture for all of us.
Oh, if there was any wine being consumed, there might be a tweet. But you're out of luck, my friend. I can send you one privately.
Oh.
All right. Yeah. It's totally platonic. We're all family. She's CC Tom in school.
Tom will be holding them. How about that?
Yeah, exactly. Tom would be drawing on them.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, but that would be great. So I'm going to hold you to that.
Okay.
So what have we learned so far in this whole conversation? What we've learned is you'll be at Burning Man 3 weeks after you give birth, and we're going to get...
Patrick hates scrapbooking.
Yeah. 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 That
and
was traumatic.
Tatas are huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
But maybe we could get a progress report, like a monthly thing.
Yeah. Like, do pictures every month to chart that progress.
Oh,
I think this
God.
Whole interview has gone totally downhill.
You're the captain, my friend. Follow your
lead. I'm proud to be captain of this ship. Titanic. This great Titanic boat. I love the friends I've gathered on this thin raft. So, what else are we going to talk about?
Spiders. You haven't talked about spiders yet.
Yes.
Yeah, we have, haven't we?
Is this
no,
your movie? It's a movie, yeah. Cool.
Yeah. Well, I
haven't seen it, but I've heard it's cool. I live in La La Nowhere Land where I probably won't see it.
Yeah.
No AMC theaters within about a 600 or 700 mile radius. So that's my downfall.
You what?
I don't live anywhere near a theater playing it. I live in Nowheresville, USA.
Well, nobody. It wasn't really playing in a theater near anybody. It was playing. It was playing. It was playing in my mind. But you could get it. I think you can get it on iTunes now.
Is it available now? Okay.
Yeah.
I'll have to look.
Yeah.
I'll have to look.
What is it called, Pat?
It's really weird. It's like, yeah, it's on video on demand. And so look at it. You got to check it out because I have a goatee in it. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's right. I have a goatee in it, and I saved New York from aliens.
So what is it called?
It's called Spiders or Spiders 3D.
Yeah.
But I think on iTunes it's just called Spiders.
No, it's Spiders 3D. I looked it up because I was seeing if it was available yet. The other day.
Oh, cool. Thank you. Is it available on iTunes?
It's there, but I don't think it releases. I think it doesn't release till March like 12th. Amazon,
what?
I know they don't release. They're not releasing the Blu-ray till like March 12th.
Huh.
So it might not be yet.
You're in for a big surprise.
I can't wait.
Because I play a guy who runs a subway. Uh-huh. And did a lot of homework for that too. And I, you know, I really tried hard to grow out my goatee and I was successful. It's cool.
Right.
But the cool thing about that movie is it does look like New York, but we shot it in Bulgaria, which is not easy to do. It's not easy to do a movie about New York and shoot it in Bulgaria, but this is what I enjoy. Anybody could do a movie about New York in New York. You
right.
I mean?
This is true. This is true.
Yeah. But, yeah.
When did you shoot that, Pat? Was that before this last day stint, or was it?
Yeah, it was right before we started.
Got it.
Oh, no, not right. But it was like that winter.
Got it.
Like December.
I'm checking. I'm sitting in front of my computer while I'm talking to you, so I'm pulling it up here. Of course, my computer's really slow, so I might take the whole interview to get it done. But
well, I'll just keep going with what I was talking about, which was myself. So there I was. I was you know, I was there in the middle of the subway, and all of a sudden there's all these alien spiders, you know? And then my wife said she wanted a divorce, which really pissed me off, right? So I decided to kill all the spiders and save New York in 3D, in the third dimension.
Wow.
Uh-huh. So, Chris, right. Are you really going to go to Burning Man?
No, I think I'll pass this year. You've never been, have you?
No.
Aha. Uh-huh. Do you think you're really going to go?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Do you think you're going to let Tom go?
No, he's not going.
Really?
No. He thought he was, but no, not with a three-week-old baby and two other little kids running around. No way.
Your friends seem to think that he'll be there.
Yes, I know, because Tom seemed to think that he would be there too, but I've talked to Louise since then. It's not happening. Louise is interested in borrowing our RV, however, for Burning Man.
Well, that was a left turn. I ran into Christy's friends. I was getting a haircut, and I'm looking out the window, and there's Christy's friends, and so I ran out, and then the whole day took a left turn.
You had fun with them. You spent the whole day and night dancing and having a good time?
Yes. Yeah.
They're great friends.
They're great fun. They're the best.
Yeah.
So what else?
No. What else?
Hey, can we take some callers? How about some callers? How's that?
Good idea.
Now,
what? We have people on hold.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, bring them on.
Christy, okay. How's your bulimia doing?
How's my stomach flu, Pat?
Yeah. Are you barking?
I haven't recently. It's been a bit better. Let's talk about that, shall we?
Yeah. Christy has the stomach flu as we speak.
Yes, I do. That's why I'm just sitting here listening to Pat talk and giggling.
Am I talking?
Oh, I'm sorry. What?
Wow.
You're always. I think Pat could have his own blog talk show because he just goes on these little rants and raves and makes everyone giggle, especially all the ladies. You're just good.
No, I think you're the only lady that laughs. When we're at work, it's like I'd be sitting in the makeup chair, not knowing what I was saying, because you and I, you know, I figured out one thing.
What?
You and I never drink water, and we drank that Days of Our Lives coffee, right?
Yeah.
So Ken Corday, he's got this coffee. All this backstage at Days of Our Lives are these two vats of coffee, and it just takes your entire mind away. So anyway. So I would be pontificating about, you know, nothing, and Christy would just sit there and laugh. But I don't know if she was laughing at me or with me. I think it was at me.
Probably a bit of both.
Yeah. All right, let's take a caller.
All right.
Go ahead, caller.
Okay, good. Leslie.
Hi, Patrick. Hi, Christy. This is Leslie Treadwell.
Hello.
My Twitter handle is Leslie311. How are you?
Oh, yeah. Hi.
Leslie, much gratitude to Leslie, because Leslie is so supportive. So thank you so much, Leslie. How are you?
Continuous support. He's lovely.
Yeah.
Oh, you're welcome to both of you. I miss you guys on days. I really want you guys to come back.
Thank you. Where are you calling from?
So many fans want you guys back on days.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. You're so sweet. But yeah.
Where are you calling from, Leslie? Where do you?
I'm Jersey.
Jersey. Cool.
How is Jersey? Are you guys freezing out there right now?
Yeah, it's cold. It's in the low 20s.
Is it?
Yeah.
From Jersey, yo. Right on. Leslie, are you in the mafia? Leslie Treadwell, are you in the mafia?
In the what?
Are you in the mafia? Because, like, I watched The Sopranos.
Oh, no.
No. All right.
No.
I was just checking. Because Chrissy's in the mafia.
That's right.
I'm sorry. I just took a left turn again. So, but, Leslie, you're there every day, so you're awesome. So tell us about you, Leslie, because you're our Twitter buddy. So you live in Jersey. Are you married?
Yeah. Yes. Married. Kids? And children.
Do you have two kids?
How many kids?
Well, I can't believe it, but they're grown ups now. Kayla and DJ.
Kayla and DJ. And how old are they?
DJ is 23 and Kayla's 24.
Wow.
Right on.
And did you name her Kayla after Kayla? Yeah? On Dave?
Uh-huh. Yeah. The first Kayla, Catherine Mary Stewart.
Cool. Yeah.
I think that's when they first brought the character on, and I never heard the name. And I was like, oh my gosh, this name is so beautiful that if I ever have a daughter, I'm going to name her Kayla, and that's what I did.
That's a beautiful name. Yeah.
Oh, there was a Kayla before MB.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember her. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember her either.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I know what you're saying, Leslie. Yeah. She's a real
Mary
sweet
Beth.
Girl.
Mary Beth is one cool lady.
Yeah,
she is.
Is she still on Days?
Yeah, she is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is she still?
She's actually working at a hospital.
She's the chief of staff at Salem Hospital.
Ah.
So they moved her out of Brady's Pub, huh?
Yeah. Finally, yeah.
She still fills in on the weekends.
Yeah.
She's awesome.
Buses tables occasionally.
When they brought her back, Christy and I were like, "Damn!" She's like. She could phone it in and be amazing. She's like such a good actress.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah. She's so playful out there, too.
Yeah.
She's got that little glimmer in her eye, doesn't she?
Aww.
Yeah. And she's got the, in Croatian we call it the vraj.
Vraj. What is it? Just glimmer in the eye?
No, it means the devil. She's got a bit of the devil. Yeah, it's a good thing. It's a compliment. Like,
it's a compliment in Croatia.
Yeah, it's not the most romantic of cultures. You are the devil. I really like you. You are the devil. Bring vodka. So, Leslie, what else is going on?
Nothing much. You know,
can I ask you? Wait, let me just interrupt you for a second because that's what I do. How do you feel about the whole race cake thing?
I actually like it a lot.
Damn it.
Yeah. It has some really, really steamy scenes. I spoke to Lauren last week when she had like a Twitter party for the fans, and they hosted Block Talk Radio with Rose Breyer's show. And I spoke to her, and I said, "Yeah, even though I'm a Cayman fan, I'm really, you know, really loving and liking the scenes with Kate and Rafe." And I told her that they're muy caliente.
Uh-huh. And who's Cayman?
Like,
who's Cayman?
That's
Kate and Roman.
Oh, you're a Cayman fan. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
I'd like to come back for one day and just. I don't need any dialogue, but, like, you know, Galen will be, like, in Brady's Pub with Sammy or whoever, and I'll just walk in and I'll hit him in the face with my scrapbook, right?
Oh, please let it be.
I don't say anything, and then I get back on a plane and go home. I get back on a plane and go to Burning Man.
The pages fly out. Oh my God, that would be hysterical.
So funny.
My God, I mean, like, you know, we're, you know, with the scrapbook thing. I mean, I'm sorry, but like, you know, wouldn't you like to have been at that meeting? I know what we'll do. And what you gonna do? We'll just have him make that. Oh yeah. Give me some more. It's like cowbell. Give me more scrapbook. Need some more. I got the need. I got the need for I gotta fill the need. Give me some more of that scrapbook. My own soap opera called Scrapbook. Letters from my past. It's like a magic Patrick and his magic scrapbook. Like, you know, like I open my scrapbook and there's a picture, and then I like dive into the picture. Right?
That's it. I'm gonna make an Austin scrapbook page for Carrie and Austin Online just to be annoying.
Oh, good. Please do it.
As long as I don't make it, I'm a fan.
I think you ought to do your own like PBS show on scrapbooking on the weekend. You know? Like scrapbooking books.
All right. Do you know me? Wife leaving you. Hey guys out there, you know, is your wife leaving you? Buy my package. There's two things you need if your wife's leaving you: some Viagra and a scrapbook kit.
Oh, God.
So, Leslie, what else is going on?
Nothing much is going on. Enjoying my days.
Well, good.
I miss you guys and hope you guys get to come back.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I don't think the show's going anywhere. So that's good. We both support the show, and I was telling Christy, like, you know, have the baby and maybe we'll go back when we're like 70, you know?
Yeah, it's doing well. So yay for days. It'll hopefully be staying on for quite some time.
Yeah,
it is. It's doing well without our scrapbook scenes, which is amazing.
But most soaps in general are doing well, aren't they?
Yeah. I don't think, you know, they always say, like, you know, I've always said this. It's like, how many doctor shows can there be? I mean, there's always going to be. You want to have drama during the day, so it's all good.
And now with four, you think that's a good number and people will start tuning back in?
Well, you know that, but the other soap operas went to the internet, didn't they?
Yes, they are. Mm-hmm.
So
they're
All My Children and One Life to Live?
Yeah, they're not quite filming yet. They're casting right now.
Wonderful. And Marlene has been hired as one of the head writers, P. Muldoon.
Right,
yeah.
Yep.
That's
All
cool.
My Children. Mm-hmm.
She's awesome.
So what do they do? They combine the two shows together?
No, they're separate.
They're separate? Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. And what was that whole drama of all the people that are on GH but were One Life to Live characters? Are they changing the names?
What it sounds like, I'm a GH person too, so what it sounds like to me, and I've been trying to keep up with it, sounds like to me what's going on is they're going to bring them on to the what they're going to do is they're going to bring them on to the new show to
mm-hmm.
kind of set the stage, and then they're going to go back to Dave. Or either that, or I think they're still in negotiations, but I think it was either that or they're going to just change their names on General Hospital.
Okay, and just keep them and change their names.
Right.
Got it.
Now was One Life to One Life to Live was on the same network as GH.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well,
and they absorbed three or four actors when One Life got canceled. And now One Life wants them back. But I think it's only temporary, just to kick off the new show, and then they're going back to General Hospital.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's
That's
like, cool. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep.
Cool.
What's his name? The guy that played John McQueen, wasn't he on Days at one point in time?
Who? Michael Easton, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Michael Easton. Yeah, that's
yeah.
right. Molly and Tanner, that's right. Right
Tanner.
When you guys were around.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
right.
Yeah,
yeah Tanner.
Yeah, he's
yeah.
in the vampire storyline now.
I remember Michael was there. no, he was there for a couple of weeks. My first couple of weeks on Days, when I was like, how the hell am I going to memorize all this stuff? You know, I didn't get it. I was like, how do you guys do this? And he's like, let me. He took me in his dressing room. He's like, look, dude, he's like, You gotta memorize your stuff, man, and don't let them tell you to take your shirt off, bro. Just don't just keep your shirt on, man.
That's his advice to you?
That was it.
Awesome.
We're friends.
You know, I think
Wasn't your shirt
off the first episode, though? You're on Days?
I think Patrick holds the record for that.
Yeah, that was
they brought him on, and within 5 minutes of his first, I mean, they put him on screen, and about 5 minutes into his first, the first time he's on screen, he's got his shirt off.
Right.
Yeah, don't
and
you remember
not?
He walked,
with
yeah,
my,
he walked
with
in.
With my 90s hairy chest.
Yeah. That was in back then, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was the storyline. He walked into Ballistics to buy a shirt, and all the dressing rooms were full, so he just whipped off his T-shirt in the middle of the room, tried on the new one, and paid Carrie for it, and she's standing there like an idiot, staring at this hot guy going,
all right.
doing the heavy breathing thing, you know.
Uh-huh.
Totally embarrassed, of course.
Yeah.
That was their first moment there.
Oh, that's good to know. I didn't even know that, because it was Tracy Mindendorf. Then.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's how they met their first, and then she realized that she realized that he was the guy that was playing the loud music in the apartment next to her. So that was Yeah, Austin has never played music since then. By the way, Chris came on, and all of a sudden it was all Sammy and no music.
It's such a shame. He was an accountant instead of the romantic musician.
I know.
He goes back
yeah.
And the romantic musician boxer.
That
was
good. Hey, that reminds me. I'm going to be in California here in July, actually, in Anaheim. So
nice.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, because I'm going to be in Anaheim for a competition, actually, an academic competition.
Academic competition. Wow.
Yeah, I'm in Phi Beta Lambda. It's the college. It's the college arm of Future Business Leaders of America. And I have a We have competition out. We have our national conference and competitions out there. And so I'm going to be in Anaheim. Hopefully, I'll do well. I finished eighth last year. That's eighth out of about 1,000 people who originally entered my division.
That's damn good.
Yep.
That's good. Congratulations. Congratulations.
I hope you do just as well this year.
I want to get first place this year.
Yeah. Do even better.
That's right.
You gotta get it.
That's right.
You gotta want it, Angela. You gotta come to play, yo.
That's right.
Come to play.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's take another caller.
Yeah.
Take another caller, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Sabina. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Patrick. Hi, Christy.
Hi there.
Is that Sabina?
How are you? Mm-hmm.
Yep. Sabina, what's happening, darling? Sabina,
not a whole lot.
The team mother of the queen of at Team Muldoon. That's Sabina.
Yes. Yes, that's me.
Excellent.
How are you, darling?
To get you both back on, too. I'm good. How are you guys?
Good.
What happened? Christy's pregnant.
Yeah, I'm...
She's full of weird hormones.
Patrick, I know this. And I wanted to say congratulations. I did tweet you and say congratulations as well.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
I have been working so hard at getting you guys back on Days. I don't know if it's working, but I'm not going to stop until I don't know when, but I'm just going to keep trying.
When we're 70.
Because I really want you guys back. Huh?
When we're 70. But
no, not that long. Not that long. No.
Campaign for me to come back for one day. Just one day. We've got it. We've already written the show.
It's a brilliant show.
Apparently,
I can't wait.
Yeah.
Chris, you got to stand there pregnant. It's both of us with the stand there.
You know what, Patrick? We could actually film that with Galen and then put it on the internet.
Actually, yeah, we could. That'd be cool.
We could do that. Let's just find a pub.
That'll
get Lauren
hard.
There. We'll buy everyone a couple of drinks, and then you come hit him with the scrapbook.
Okay.
Maybe you should hit him with the scrapbook.
Well, I could too.
Maybe you should hit him with the scrapbook and I'll make out with Lauren.
I remember
a problem with that.
Pat's first couple days back on days in 2011, he's like, "Damn, that's my mother." I sure wish we weren't related.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't even ask with her. I started
you
sweating. I'm like,
you like, did. You kept getting. You would sweat and get really nervous.
Aww.
Yeah,
that
is so funny.
I don't know what to do. You know.
She's got it. She's got it. She's
got
one
it.
Sexy
She's
lady.
Nick is a lucky man.
He's a lucky man.
Yeah.
I think Austin ought to start using his punching bag again and just put a nice picture of Rafe on there.
Yeah.
And, you know.
God, you really have reason to beat him up now, don't you?
As if I didn't before.
Your women.
Yeah, you were desperate to before, and you had reason to before.
That's right.
Goodness.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's amazing how you can move on from the show, but but you're it's like, you know, it's like it's real.
You can instantly go there and feel what Austin should be feeling. Is that what you're saying?
You like you're there and you're like, you know, you're totally pissed off at Kate. I mean, you're still in character, Christy. Right? How do you think your husband feels about that? You're so like into this fictional guy named Ray. Is that weird? If you had a boy, would you name the child Ray? Hernandez. Maybe you should name your daughter Hernanda or like Rafaela.
Rafaela. Are you kidding? Carrie would name her daughter Samantha. Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, you could. Why don't you just name your daughter Jalen?
There you go.
That's a chick's name, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Sabina, how are you, darling?
Sabine, yeah, did we lose you? Sorry, we just went off to the left again.
Yeah, I noticed. I was actually wanting to ask you, Christy, if you ever got a chance to see that wonderful video, fan video that was made for the, I did it for the Team Muldoon anniversary, and it was you know, Austin and Carrie through the years.
No, but that was just recently. I feel like I got a tweet maybe, was it a month ago?
It probably was longer than that.
Beautiful.
It was in October that the anniversary was.
No, I have not seen it, but I do remember getting a tweet about it. But what often happens with me is I'm on social media, Twitter or Facebook, enjoying myself, and then a kid screams or I smell, you know, a poo-poo, and I have to just dash off. So anytime I
totally
want to do fun stuff like that, I have to have a babysitter to actually get anything taken care of.
I understand.
Yeah. So
you
I have
check
not.
It out. It's beautiful.
I have not, but I would love. Can you resend that?
I can. I can send it to you directly.
Okay.
Then we'll do that.
Okay. That'd be great. That would be great. I would love to see it, and send it.
I totally will.
Cool.
Cool and rad.
So,
cool.
Patrick, is your movie ever going to come out in theaters anywhere other than L.A.?
No. No, it's going to go. It's on, like, if you have Time Warner Cable, or it's on video on demand, like in the hotels.
Okay.
If you have cable, Cox, whatever, I get all those commercials like, "Hey, I'm Patrick Muldoon. Watch me save New York from giant spiders on Time Warner Cable."
Nice.
And I just checked, Patrick. It is available. It is. You're right. It is listed as Spiders, and it is available for rent on iTunes right now. And the Blu-ray comes out on Amazon March 12th.
Okay.
Very cool. So there you go.
I guess I'm going to have to settle for that.
The fax woman. That's me.
Well, You won't be able to see it in 3D, but
I was looking forward to see you on the big screen for once, you know, like, all, you know. But
yeah.
That's okay. I will be watching it somehow or another at some point. I don't know if MovieStop will get it, because, well, I work at MovieStop, so hopefully they'll eventually get a copy in.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's, you know, the movie was shot for 3D, but I guess it kind of felt good. But you get it. You know, spiders is pretty much, I mean, you kind of get it. The movie's kind of about spiders.
Yes. No scrapbooks in that movie.
It's kind of got a, kind of got a Silver Linings Playbook vibe to it. But but it's more about, like, if I had to sum it up, right, what it was about, I'd say in a word, I'd say spiders more than, you know, politics.
Speaking of Silver Linings Playbook, my husband and I are about to watch a movie, either Life of Pi or Silver Linings Playbook. Which one should we watch?
Can I tell you, Christy?
Which one?
I haven't seen Life of Pi, but Silver Linings Playbook, you know, I have the screener. And so I've seen it 6 or 7 times.
Whoa.
And it's, watch it. You're going to love it.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a high recommendation.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get going, everybody, just because put the kids to bed and go watch a movie with my man.
Okay.
Aww.
Whatever.
Enjoy, Christy. Whatever.
Feel better.
Have fun and congratulations, and make sure you tweet us when we have a baby.
Hey, Christy,
and hopefully it doesn't take 12 months.
Yeah, I know. Hopefully it'll be out sooner than that.
Yeah, hopefully we're not having this, you know, interview same time next year and you're still caring.
Yeah, that was horrible.
Hey, darling, Silver Linings Playbook, you're going to love it. Especially
I can't
you.
Wait.
Aww.
I'll talk to you tomorrow, Pat.
All right, give Tom my love.
I will. Night, everyone.
Bye,
thanks
Christy.
For having us on.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Patrick, this is Rose. I had a couple of questions for you.
Yeah.
If you don't mind.
Excuse me.
First of all, the last time I heard you talk to you on an interview, you were talking about how your house had become Christy's personal storage space.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Is it
That's
still
right.
full of Christy's stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't look at it as Christy's stuff anymore, but I guess you're right. Yeah.
I meant to ask that while Christy was still on the air, but she had to go, so I couldn't get in and ask that very quick. But
yeah, the mirror. It's funny. The there's like a full length mirror that was in Christy's dressing room. That's right next to my bed. And
nice.
I took it off my ceiling and put it next to the bed. No. but no, it's her chair, it's her rugs, all the other, some of the stuff I had to throw away, but don't tell her that. No, she's not. Everything that was in Christy's dressing room is somewhere in this house. Mm-hmm.
So it's still there.
What's that?
So it's still there.
Oh yeah, it's still there.
It's still there. Are you filming anything now?
I had a couple of days on this. What's her name? It was with Mark Kapka.
Yeah.
It's gonna be. I think it's a Lifetime movie. It's with Donna Mills. You know Donna
cool.
Mills?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not Blandy.
Yeah. Right.
Awesome.
So it's like a thriller, it's a TV movie. So I just finished that 2 days ago.
Cool.
So cool. And I play the owner of an architectural firm.
Good. So you're out of the accounting world then. That's good to know.
Yeah, architecture is a lot cooler than accounting. So yeah, but I'm Hapkin's boss. So
all right. Did you boss him around? Did you make sure he knew you were boss?
Yeah, absolutely. I was his boss, but we didn't work together on days, but I had met him because he's really good friends with Molly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Casey, so I had met him over at their house one night a while back. But anyway, so
that's cool.
Bob
and Amy Hapka are very good friends of our show. So we pimp them a lot. They're awesome on Twitter. So anyway,
Mark, we laughed our you know what's up.
Mark's funny. Mark's funny too. Yeah. He gets it from his dad.
But it should be a good movie. So I'm in there. I play his boss for a couple of scenes and stuff like that. Kind of like the Haley Duff movie. But that was fun. So I just got done with that. And what else? That's it.
Do you have any more concerts from your couch coming anytime soon?
Well, you know, the thing is with that is that I like to make them funny because, you know, it's nothing more boring than sitting there watching some guy with a guitar, you know? I wouldn't want to put, like, the people that support me, my fans and stuff, you know, if I put out to sleep, right, the sleeping masses, so... You know, so, and Neil's been gone. He's been working, and now he's in England. But by the same time, by the same token, you know, I don't know. There's so many songs that I'm just going to start banging them out. Or either that or I'm going to have special guests. But it should be funny, you know? No?
Yep.
It's Christy just texted me. Are you still on?
I'm going to take another caller, but her call keeps dropping on us. April, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hello, how are you doing?
April, how are you?
Fine, thank you. Boy, it's quite an interesting show this evening.
Always
wasn't
is.
Wasn't what I expected at all, but a lot of fun.
Grapple,
you have a scrapbook?
What's that?
Do you do scrapbooking?
Yeah, I'm scrapbooking right now, as a matter of fact. I gave up. So, to answer your question, the reason why I'm not doing concerts from my living room anymore is because I gave up music and now I'm into scrapbooking.
We really miss you on Days of Our Life.
Nah, you're so sweet. You're so sweet. Thank you. Yeah.
You know, I loved you and Carrie and all the Sammy stuff back in the day, and I really wasn't happy with the way they wrote you guys out. I mean, I love Dave, but the ending was just could have been a little bit better.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was, you know, who knows? I never get into the politics of stuff. Soap operas, there's so many things going on, you know.
Yeah.
There's 4,000 storylines to somehow connect, and that's how it happened this time. But, you know, if it ever happens again, you know, we'd love to kick back, get into some of those old relationships. They were fun.
You know, I really was liking the story with Abby and the obsession, and I thought the performances were just really incredible. It's too bad they didn't carry that out a little bit further, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Kay Mancy is, you know, what a great, she's going to be around for a while. She's such a great little actress. I shouldn't say little young actress, and but that storyline was actually, it was fun, you know. I mean, this time back for Austin, it was like so much, everything was so tragic, you know.
Right. Everything was going on at that time.
It was like, you know, it was like the Chronicles of Schleprock, you know. So, but but the Abby stuff was, you know, a chance to have some fun, and so that was
yeah.
cool. Yeah.
Do you think that yeah. eventually you might be able to come back to this?
You never say never, you know? I mean, that's how soap operas work. You don't know. It's like we kind of everybody leaves, and you're kind of if your schedule, if you know, if they want to have you back, and your schedule is you know, it's a good time for you, then you know, it's like it's as you can tell. I think it's when you talk to any day's actors, you know, it's everybody loves the show so much, no matter what happens, you know. So and we all kind of. We're all friends off the show, so it's just, you know, to go to work with those with friends like that, it's such a pleasure, and so if it happens again, then great.
One thing I think that's good about all of the people on Days, it seems like they're really respectful and really great about interacting with the fans on Twitter and Facebook. I mean, I it's incredible. I think of all the shows, I think the Days of Our Lives cast really takes the time for the fans, but I think that's really important and really commendable for all of you. And I have a feeling you guys will be back. Never say never on that show.
Yeah, you never say never on the show. But it is true. You know, I mean, being around for a while and doing, you know, whether it's doing movies or TV shows or, you know, whatever I'm doing, it really is, you don't get that. It's a very specific relationship, you're right, with the show and the fans, and from cast member to cast member, it's not like that other places, you know?
Right.
So, the show's definitely got something special to it in that arena. You know, and now with the social media and stuff like that, it's obviously a lot more instantaneous.
That's for sure. I had one quick question. I'm sure you have other callers dying to ask. But I was wondering, what was your take on Sammy and EJ finally being together? What do you think about that from Austin's perspective?
Sammy and EJ?
Uh-huh.
Are they together?
Uh-huh.
Again. All over each other together.
If you're on Twitter, you would know they're together.
Okay. You know, it's you know, I think that's fun. You know, I think that's, you know, it's, you know, from Austin's perspective, I think, my God, I don't know what Austin's perspective would be. I think from Austin's perspective, it's like, you know, so much of that last storyline was so much pending on what Rafe did, you know, so.
Right.
So if Sammy was with EJ, I don't know. I mean, you always worry about the Damaras and stuff like that. But, you know, from a fan point of view, you have, is it bringing out Sammy's kind of lively side, her bad side? I mean, I think that would be
fun.
Yeah, it's
pretty bad the old Sammy, that's for sure.
Yeah, I think that's fun. I think that's fun for the fans. I mean, from Austin's perspective, I think if she's with, you know, anybody but Rafe, you know.
Amen to that.
It's always funny because on the show, you know, my best buddy on the show is Galen when I was there. You know, and we're still tight buddies. So it's it's funny because we were the best of friends, but the character, you know, as far as the character standpoint,
right?
And the guy.
Yeah,
I remember when you were staying at the apartment and he was getting jealous or something. It's for good scenes back in those days.
What's that?
I remember when you first came back into town, you were staying at the apartment because you didn't want to. Carrie was gone, and yeah, you were tired of staying at the hotel and. Rafe was getting a little bit upset. The scenes with between you guys were really good. I really enjoyed it.
No, you're sweet. Yeah, that was we had a lot of fun with that stuff. But yeah. What do you got? It's called E Jammy, right? E Jammy's fun.
Jammy is fun.
I hate to say this, but I think Austin would be kind of not happy about that. I mean, he pretty much treated her like who knows what, and I don't know. I don't think Austin would like it very much. Yeah, I know
but
her
with
Tammy is her way.
The rest of her family
wait, Tammy
thinks she's
with the
insane. Yeah, the rest of her family thinks she's completely insane. Marlena
oh,
just looked at her like, "Are you crazy?"
I think by the end of that tour, Austin kind of went insane too. So
mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know.
Well, I'd rather see Tammy with Austin than Rafe. No disrespect to Rafe, but.
Well, Allie and I were talking about that too. Like, why didn't they explore that at all? But you know, it's there's so many. Like you say, you're juggling how many different storylines, and you come back when you come back to a show, you expect to walk into it as you left it. You know.
Right.
And there was no EJ, there was no Rafe, there was no any of these people. You know what I mean? It was kind
uh-huh.
of, you know, it was just
right.
for our little, it was our triangle, and that was it, you know, with Lucas.
Yeah.
And,
but right.
was, you know, it's you walk back in, you don't realize it till later that it's, you really expect it to walk back into that, but it's completely
mm-hmm.
different, you know, totally different. And so you have all these other characters that when you've been off the show, the fans kind of have supported all these other relationships. So, you know, they gotta write that stuff. But all of us want it to be like, you know, when you go back, you want it to be the Austin show or the... I want to check out every girl in Salem, you know?
Or in our case, the shirtless Austin show, but that's a minor detail.
Isn't that something? Wow.
Yeah, chest hair or no chest hair?
You know, we had a poll.
Chest
Didn't
hair.
We have a poll? Didn't we have a poll?
Chest
one
hair.
Time? I think chest hair won. I think chest
yeah.
hair.
Definitely chest hair.
Real men have chest hair. Yeah.
Yeah, it was
I
funny.
Agree,
I was...
Yeah.
Oh, and hey, there, talking of polls, that reminds me, too, that we there's always been this thing about what to call Carrie and Austin. You got your e-jammies and your, you know, now it's, what is it now?
Austin?
Is it CAFE or what is it?
Yeah.
A rate or whatever?
Or rate. CAFE, rate,
yeah.
Rate, and Kate or rate.
But anyway, there's always been this thing about what
rate.
Is it called?
Austin.
Like first rate?
Yeah, R-A-T-E. Right. There's always been this thing about whether to call Carrie and Austin Karsten or Kostin or Ori. And Carrie and Austin Online, we kind of had a thing going. We had a poll going with our group, and we always call them Ori, which is Austin and Carrie's name mixed together. It's A-U and then, you know, the R-I-E from Carrie. So, but we call them Ori, but that's, you know, we always wondered what to call them. Because, you know, you got to have your Brangelina, right?
Right. Why don't you call them Oscary?
There you go.
Not bad.
That's a good one. I love it.
But my favorite was my favorite was with
Nicole.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
What is the asshole?
Asshole.
and Lumi.
Yeah. Asshole. I wish they would have done asshole just so that just for the name. Just so the fans could fight about, give us more asshole.
You should have tweeted about that.
Oh, my God. That's beautiful.
Asshole
Nicole
ended
up with Daniel, so she ended up getting dickhole instead of asshole.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I like asshole.
What a...
Funny.
And what's up with what happened with Nicole's baby?
It died.
It died.
Like before. Oh, bad.
He lost it, yeah.
Again. Wait to bring that up, Buzzkill.
Yeah.
Way to keep it lively.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, I know.
Goodness. You need a chemo day, buddy.
Patrick, this is Anna. I have a quick question for you. If a friend of yours wanted to, not that they necessarily want to call you, but like if they wanted to set up a ringtone on their phone for your name, what song do you think they should choose?
Ooh.
What would you want them to choose?
Wow. Wow, that's deep. I mean, literally, like a question like that, I could sit here all day, and I would have to sit. You know, I'm such a music freak that, like, I figured it would have to be
the Stones or something. I mean, you know.
I was trying to make a montage of like of Patrick and like all the stuff he's done. Patrick, you saw that montage, right? That one that I said to who knows you can't go, who says you can't go home? That one took me forever to pick the song for. I'm like, what do you put with a rocker? What do you do with the song? It's impossible. I had no idea what to do with it. And I just picked that song because I thought it was appropriate because you were coming back to Days.
Mm-hmm.
So I picked that particular song, but I was like, what do you do for a guy who writes his own songs, man?
you can't really, I don't know. I mean, I'm a little messed up over the question. I don't know what to do.
Oh, sorry, man. I just thought that would be a fun question. I didn't realize it would be
speechless.
Well, I want
just,
you to
know,
when
this interview's over, that's what I'm going to be thinking about. But,
you know,
if it was a Stones song, wouldn't it be cool, like, if I called you and all of a sudden it was the drums from Sympathy for the Devil? Bum, 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 bum. That'd be cool. Or maybe the guitar riff from Back in Black. That'd be cool.
Oh, yeah, I like that. Now you're talking. Now you're speaking my language.
Yeah.
There you go. You can tweet me
maybe
at
the cowbell.
At
maybe the cowbell from Blue Oyster Cult.
I'm sorry, but when you were talking about that, I kept thinking, okay, probably don't want Aerosmith's dude looks like a lady, though.
That would be...
Or I can't get no satisfaction.
Yeah, that's a good one. That'd be a good one, for sure. That'd be a good one for Austin.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that would be Austin's theme song, for sure.
Theme song, for sure, exactly.
That's right.
Poor guy.
I just have this image of him sitting there with his fingers stuck with a scrap of material. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's so wrong.
Oh, God.
But, you know.
I remember I was with Lisa, and I'm like... And that's cute. I'm just going to take this heart and stick it to my forehead and sing. And I did that. She goes, no, you're not. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I don't know what else to do. I guess I'll just stick this heart to my forehead.
Oh, my God. Oh.
That's what I do. I don't beat anybody up. I don't do anything. But so here's what I'm doing. It. This heart to my forehead. Hey, you want to sleep with my wife? No problem. I'm just going to stick this heart to my forehead.
Do you have any more plans to do a Lifetime movie?
What's that?
Do you have any more plans to do a Lifetime movie anytime soon? We'd seen one a while back where you were the neighbor, you were a painter, and were obsessed with the wives, and it was really good. Do you have any plans of doing any more upcoming ones?
Well, I just did that one for Christmas with Hayley Duff. That was Lifetime.
Uh-huh.
And I think the one with Hapka that I just did is Lifetime. I think how Lifetime works is they have their big premiere movies that they do, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that are made by Lifetime, but then there's a lot of kind of subsidiary production companies that do movies, and Lifetime will pick them up. So especially, like, I've got another, I think it's going to be called Christmas Road Trip, that I think is going to be another movie that I see on Lifetime.
They like you for Christmas movies, don't they?
I've done Boyfriend for Christmas, Christmas Town, Christmas Eve, Christmas Road Trip, Christmas
Scrapbook. Is that the one you did in Akron in December?
Yeah, That was it. Okay. That was we went to Akron to shoot exteriors because it was snowing.
Mm-hmm.
So what we did is we shot some scenes up there and a bunch of exterior shots, and then we'll shoot the rest of the movie in L.A.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing him.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate talking with you. I enjoyed it.
Well, me too. I appreciate talking with the with everybody. And it's always, like, you know, it's always great to check back into the Dave's family. So it's a lot of fun, and much love to you ladies.
Thanks, Patrick.
Thank you.
Nice. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, thanks for all the support on Twitter and you know, don't take it for granted. So it's really nice. Everybody's so supportive of the music and everything, and I really think that it's a cool thing, this whole social media thing. It's nice communication. So, ladies.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
You. And Angela, good luck with your deal down there in Anaheim. Go Carrie and Austin online. And Diva Abdul, thanks, Carrie.
Thanks, Patrick.
And we'll do this again.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks,
bye.
Lady. Have a great
bye-bye.
Night.
Bye-bye.